Scott with us. Scott and I met at a mental health first aid course. Was that correct? When we were
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And we've stayed in touch. Yes. And yeah, I learned a lot from you, Scott, based on your personal experiences working on the front line in policing and so forth. And I just thought it'd be interesting to connect with you to hear more about your experience working in an isolating industry and what it was like from a cultural perspective. And being a man, how does one cope with the stigma around speaking up and looking after yourself, self-care?
Yeah, thanks, Corinne. It's tough when you feel isolated, and doing it for 15 years, you see people on the way and you experience things that most people don't experience, and isolation is one of them, which may sound weird being in a policing environment, but you have an environment where people outside the industry don't really know what it's like to work in the industry, and the culture within the industry is you don't really talk about what's going on. So even though you've got all the support there on paper and physically, there's very little actual support to help people deal with even the basic stress, being away from your family for long periods of time, dealing with emotional situations, and the other traumatic stuff that comes along with it.
And I think it's very cumulative. I know it was for me. All of a sudden, towards the end of my career in corrections, and I know from what you've told me of the images that came into your mind. I think you said you were flying in a helicopter to a situation that you had to deal with, and then you had other traumatic images coming into your mind, and you realised that was a point where you needed to stop and pull out and rethink about your career.
Well, that's right. I mean, over the years, it was you just went along with it and dealt with it the best you could. But towards the end of my career, I'd started considering other areas, other industries, and things that you don't think are really related become related. And I think that's the stress side of it that you don't realise is there. So for me, I was lucky that I was able to realise that and understand that at the time, understand what it actually was, why I was feeling stressed about different things, why things were linking with each other. And it made me realise that for a lot of years, I hadn't, as an individual, I hadn't dealt with what was going on, which left me in a position where I made that, it was a tough decision, but I made the decision that it was time to walk away, and it was probably one of the better things I've done.
It's amazing that you can actually recognise that within yourself, that it was time to rethink about your career and do something that is more supportive. And yeah, another thing that came to my mind is what happens to an industry where you can't feel comfortable enough to ask for support, or you don't have the strategies or tools to manage mental health issues or stress?
From what I've seen, you either suffer in silence or you join the cultural coping strategies, which for me, which what I witnessed was drinking, other high-risk behaviours, gambling, going out long hours, not having enough rest, not looking after yourself, basics, exercise, diet. A lot of people now, later on in life, that I still see have health problems because they would, eat bad food, would drink too much. And I think that to me, a lot of that is a result of poor strategy. So when you just toe the line, the company says one thing, but the reality is another thing. And I think that's probably one of the worst situations to be in, because you are isolated and you don't have that support. And the culture is, if you ask for help, you're considered high risk, where a little bit of support along the way could make a difference. You're considered, well, you could be a risk to this industry, whatever the industry is. The specific industry I was in, it was where you're considered a risk to it. So then straight away, the people that speak up are the ones that are pushed to the side, essentially, which makes it even harder to deal with anything that's coming up along the way.
Isn't that ironic? Because from the ones that are using the dysfunctional ways to cope, such as drinking, drugs, gambling, and they are there suffering in silence but self-medicating at the same time, are kept within the organisation.
That's right.
Are recognizing their feelings and I guess their mental health. They're very much aware of what's going on and they're trying to make positive changes to support themselves within the industry. It's then looked down upon.
Yeah, that's right, Karen. I mean, it's very counterproductive. Like you said, the ones that need a little bit of help along the way. And I've always looked at it when I was a team leader, and even now, if there's stressful situations that I see people involved in at work, I work on the cup of coffee theory, where if you just could take 5 minutes and reset as best you can and start to process what you've been through, and that's not necessarily a critical incident or anything. It can be everyone's stresses are different. So it's about having a culture in an industry where it's, if I could just have 5 minutes to have a cup of coffee, that might be enough to change the way I think, which will have a flow-on effect. I have no doubt it would have a flow-on effect, rather than, no, that's not right. If you do that, if there's either something wrong or there's something not wrong, there's no in-between. And I think the in-between is probably one of the most important parts of it, to stop you getting to the point where there is something wrong.
Absolutely. And in terms of signs, recognizing that perhaps you're neglecting your mental health or you are noticing mental health issues that are surfacing, what would some of those signs be?
Some of the signs I've seen in other people and in myself to a degree, there was time looking back on it. At the time, you don't realise, but things like sleep, your routines, your patterns. I've seen people go from being healthy, gym every day, watch what they eat, to all of a sudden turning up to work unshaven, not eating well, not looking after themselves, irritable. And then to me that says, well, there's something not right there, but that's not recognised because But I think as an individual, you need to work out, I know myself personally, when my sleep patterns change, that's when you know that, all right, what am I stressed about? And it gives you, that's the first thing for me that I notice, and straight away it's, all right, well, what has changed or what do I need to look at to address this, where a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, I can identify with that, with the sleeping. And it's also interesting, like physiologically, I felt my body shutting down in corrections when I had to see a client who was chained, like handcuffed hands and feet. And he had, I think, swallowed 60 balloons of heroin or cocaine. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it was on the verge of rupturing in his gut, and it being the laxative had been sitting in his body for a couple of days. And as soon as I arrived to do the assessment, literally there was an explosion, and that's when I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like physically, my body just like shut down, and it there was just so much resistance around it. Yeah. So it's interesting, like to keep note of the physiological signs that happens within your body, because they're great cues.
Yeah, and to me, that's probably essentially the final straw for you. You see, to me, I'd be looking back at the week, the months, the days before that, and then identifying the little signs. Mm-hmm. And that's something that it's easy to say. We sit here talking about it. It's easy to talk about, but it's a very hard thing to look back and say, what changed? Where did the change start? When did I start being able to deal with this every day, to the little stresses that start coming in?
Do you know what was helpful for me was going for therapy, and I was told that I had vicarious trauma.
Yeah.
So yeah, going for help and support is great. I think our time is up, Scott.
That was quick.
It goes really quickly. But thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.